जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीरा बनचारी, यमुना तीरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तनम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया, भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती निष्ठकी। ओम अज्ञान्तिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमोम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 29 टेक्स्ट 73 काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी
अर्ते ही अविद्यमाने पी संस्मृतिर्न निवर्तते ध्यायतो विषयानस्य स्वप्ने नर्थागमो यथा अर्ते ही अविद्यमाने पी संस्मृतिर्न निवर्तते ध्यायतो विषयानस्य स्वप्ने नार्थागमो यथा अर्ते ही अविद्यमानेपि संस्मृतिर्न निवर्तते ध्यायतो विषयानस्य स्वप्ने नर्थागमो यथा
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पस बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अर्थे सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स ही सर्टेनली अविद्यमाने नॉट बीइंग प्रेजेंट अपि ऑल्दो संस्मृते मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस न नेवर निवर्तते सीजेस ध्यायतः मेडिटेटिंग विषयान ऑन सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स अस्य ऑफ द लिविंग बीइंग स्वप्ने इन ड्रीम अनर्थ ऑफ अनवांटेड थिंग्स आगमः अपीयरेंस यथा एज ट्रांसलेशन व्हेन द लिविंग एंटिटी ड्रीम्स The sense objects are not actually present. However, because one has associated with the sense objects, they become manifest. Similarly, the living entity with undeveloped senses does not cease to exist materially, even though he may not be exactly in contact with the sense objects. Purport. It is sometimes said that because a child is innocent, he is completely pure. Actually, this is not the fact. The effects of fruitive activities reserved in the subtle body appear in three concurrent stages. One is called bija, the root, another is called kutastha, the desire, and another is called phalon mukha, about to fructify. The manifest stage is called prarabdha, already in action. In a conscious or unconscious state, the actions of the subtle or gross bodies may not be manifest, but such states cannot be called the liberated state. A child may be innocent, but this does not mean that he is a liberated soul. Everything is held in reservation, and everything will become manifest in due course of time. Even in the absence of certain manifestations in the subtle body, the objects of sense enjoyment may act. The example has been given of a nocturnal emission in which the physical senses act even when the physical objects are not manifest. The three modes of material nature may not be manifest in the subtle body, but the contamination of the three modes remains conserved, and in due course of time it becomes manifest. Even if the reactions of the subtle and gross bodies are not manifest, one does not become free from the material conditions. Therefore, it is wrong to say that a child is as good as a liberated soul. So, I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, that I can speak something in line with the parampara and according to my humble realizations for the pleasure of the Lordships, Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada, and get purified in my own existence. So, this is a very beautiful subject, very important subject also. Narad Muni is speaking to Prachina Bharishat, and in the last few verses from 429-60 onwards, Narad Muni actually starts discussing at a very deep level the effect of subtle body on the gross body and the actions of the gross body on the subtle body. So it is a very important subject in our lives, and we will try to explore this subject in a... So first important thing, or all through what Prabhupada is saying, child is innocent but not pure, and the reactions manifest over a period of time. So Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj was once asked the question that why do bad things happen to good people? So he said, bad people do not come to this world. So anyone who gets the material body, the very fact, this material body is actually the vardi of the jail, basically. It is the dress of the jail. Just like the checked shirt is worn in the jail. So this is actually, it is the sign of the original sin the jiva had, that I want to enjoy separately from the Lord. So there is no innocent soul in that sense. The innocence is soon, as the puberty strikes, one understands what's going on. So only the senses are not developed to fully manifest the desires of the subtle body. So thus he doesn't express them. Thus he doesn't have any... in fact, because the senses have not developed, he doesn't perceive those desires also at that time. They're in the dormant... subconscious mind. So, it is very important for us to understand that in this phase, when the children are actually very innocent apparently, but they are not pure, it is a very ripe time to give them Krishna consciousness. So, in our Hare Krishna, our ISKCON Pune, we have a very wonderful program of like Gurukul and BMS, and there are various endeavors. Like there is teenage girl's voice, teenage boy's voice, many. So, Prahlad Maharaj said, Kamaram Acharit Pragya. So, we should start Krishna consciousness from Kumar age. Someone asks us that, why are you bringing youth to Krishna consciousness? Or some youth is asked that, why are you taking Krishna consciousness? Youth only, better to take in. When you become old, tab itna serious hona chahiye, But Prahlad Maharaj is saying, 5 years old. So, we are 20 years, 15-20 years late. We are not coming in We have already spent time not only, see, the children today, it's not only that they are not pure, there's some subtle impurity which is present, but they are getting bombarded by so many nonsense that is making further impurities enter the system. By the time they come to college, they are already gone case actually. And it has to be like rectified, and there's a heavy toll they have to pay even if they come to Krishna consciousness. So, Komaram Acharit Pagya, that is the advice. And many are not able to come also because of that toll which they have to pay. So, we have a school going on, Gurukul going on, and many wonderful endeavors. And of late, we have a very wonderful endeavor of value education contest. Not of late, actually for the last 10 years we have been doing it. And this year it became even much more bigger. All over Pune also, around 15,000 to 20,000 children got Bhagavad Gita. So, this is a very wonderful endeavor. But when we go for value education contest, we see that 10th class children, 11th class, 12th class, as soon as the puberty starts striking, so then they get screwed up. They don't have any clarity then. Then they can't take to the contest very easily. So, the scores go down for that classes. So, we prescribe usually 5th to 10th class. But point is that actually Bhagavad Gita is required for everyone. And in fact, they need the most because now they are getting into the zone where the desires will attack. But they don't have the innocence to now take the message. When we say, aapko cycle milega, so cycle milega, theek hai na. But if you tell the 5th class boy, I went to Junagadh. So there was one boy, when he said, cycle milega. Yes, ab to mehnat karke rahega, na. Abhi to first time cycle leke rahega. So they have such simple desire to get something in this world, but actually we can dovetail it very easily in Krishna consciousness. But when you teach the 11th, 12th class student, then they are looking, you know, towards the other side where the girls are sitting, and you know, one case. You know. So it's a very important thing that we give Krishna consciousness to as young a child as possible actually. In fact, Prahlad Maharaj got Krishna consciousness when? In the womb only, no. He is saying Komar, but actually he got it in the womb only. No? So we are 20 years late then. No? We got in youthful stage. So Krishna consciousness is an emergency, and every devotee should know that whenever he got it from there, he should never think of looking back. He should not think. Some devotees in old age are also taking up. So let me take in old age only. No, because subtle body will go through many more sanskaras, which toll we will have to pay through that. When we start working on it, the garbage will become bigger to work upon. You know. So, we'll come back to this value education a little later. But we have Vaikuntha children also. You know. So, we have Vaikuntha children who are our devotee children. Prabhupada said they are Vaikuntha children. They are actually Krishna's children. So, they are very special children. They are born in the devotee's families because they have done past devotional service, and now they are, you know, taking part in the Hare Krishna movement. I know of, just 2 days back we had a BMS presentation, and devotees from the BMS school were giving Bhagavatam class to our youth devotees. No? No? So it is a very wonderful sign that if someone has done the homework in the past life, then he cannot stop doing Krishna in the next life. When some of you may be knowing actually, like there is one family of, you know, 2 children, Damodar Prabhu, Balaram Prabhu. So they dance so much that Damodar has one level of excitement, and Balaram has more excitement, you know. He wants to do more dancing. Even when his body is not allowing him to dance, he wants to dance, you know. So here the purport talks about that when the senses are not manifesting lust, still the jiva may. The subtle body, the desires which manifest at puberty stage are because before that the senses have not become developed. But Krishna consciousness, if developed in the past life, the subtle body will give the excitement even in the childhood. So they are not able to resist themselves from dancing, and they would dance and make us dance actually. I remember, I seek the blessings of Radha Shampu for whatever I try to share. So, I remember Damodar Prabhu was my like kind of friend. Now he's in Gurukul. So he would share with me. He would go for book distribution and he would share that, you know, I was trying to distribute this book and this youth told me that this Krishna, he looks bluish blackish. Can you ever see a boy who is bluish black? Then he says, he does not know our Krishna is a transcendental personality. So see, there is so much faith. There is deep faith. So if we can make our Krishna consciousness very strong, actually, even if someone doesn't complete his Krishna consciousness, he will be born in the next life like these wonderful children, the Vaikuntha children. So our Krishna consciousness is so powerful. It is a clear sign. Actually, they do dancing steps which you cannot learn otherwise. You know, they are already doing those dancing steps which we have learned now. You know, so they are full of fire. So they are Vaikuntha children. Now we'll discuss an important subject of cycle of sin, which Srila Prabhupada briefly mentions about the Bijam, Kutam. So we'll discuss and then we'll discuss on its practical application in our lives. So the Papam, the sinful action, leads to two types of reactions. One is Aprarabdha. Aprarabdha, one is unmanifest reaction. There is a prarabdha and the kutam. No? I'll show you the next slide, which will be more clear. Actually, this is okay. From the papam leads to, there is initially no reaction apparently, but it is unmanifest actually. Then manifest reaction means phalonmukham. And there is a sinful propensity. That means when we do a sin, two reactions come. One is a sinful reaction of suffering. And the other is the sinful proclivity again comes. So you will see there is a sinful desire which comes from the sinful propensity. So when we get sinful desire in our mind, it is because of a sinful propensity which is there. So that will again lead to papam. So this cycle, this is how it properly actually can be understood. See, the bijam, the desire, sinful desire leads to sinful action, and the sinful action initially may be unmanifest, but reaction may be unmanifest, but eventually it will lead to a reaction. Some way suffering will come. Like I eat today too much chow mein, next day I will get a reaction. So there may be unmanifest reaction initially, but actually there is a reaction. So that prarabdha, and then there is also a sinful deposition. So most people in this world are actually worried about the sinful reaction in terms of suffering, and they keep battling against the suffering. They either cry about "Arey, hamare saath aisa ho gaya, waisa ho gaya," or they keep fighting. Those who think that they can do it on their own, they keep fighting to overcome the reaction, adjust the situations in order to become happy in this world. So they try many means, and many of their means today are also sinful. So they further incriminate themselves in the cycle of sin. And this is not the actual problem only. Suffering is just a natural concomitant factor of our originally doing a sin. But the real problem is the sinful tendency has also become manifest. So that sinful tendency will again bring a sinful desire, again make a papa happen. So this is a very dangerous perpetuating cycle which the jiva gets into. And birth after birth after birth, he keeps suffering. But what is the origin of all this? What is the root? That is avidya, ignorance. So it is very, the original problem is that we think we are this body. We are not Krishna's servant. So we think this way, but actually because we are separated from Krishna, Krishna bahirmukha, because we have become vimukh from Krishna, we have turned away from Krishna. Thus, we are thinking that we will enjoy by any sinful means. So, disobedience of God's laws is called sin. No? So, we should know that if we turn towards Krishna again, then we will never have any desire to do sin. So, that is the program of Krishna. It uproots tapa trayan unmulanam, it said. It uproots the whole cycle of sin only. So the bhakti program is very, very powerful. So there's a very beautiful verse given in the Padma Puran. Aprarabdha phala papam kutam bijam phalon mukham kameneva praliyeta Vishnu bhakti ratatmanam. There are different stages of dormant reaction to sinful activities to be observed in a sinful life. Sinful reactions may be just waiting to take effect, phalon mukha. Reactions may be still further dormant, kuta, or the reactions may be in a seed-like stage, bija. In any case, all types of sinful reactions are vanquished one after another if a person engages in the devotion service of Lord Vishnu. So the bhakti process is so powerful. Actually, all other processes cannot do this job. If you see the karmis, those who are grossly trying, they don't even talk about this cycle. They just keep trying to fight the battle of externally trying to fight. And then there are some punyavan jivas who may do punya and do some tapa and all to overcome the reactions of sin and all that. So that is a karma kanda kind of sections. But in jnana kanda, they want to get rid of this cycle, but they don't uproot the core desire is to enjoy only. They want to enjoy like God. So they don't uproot, they just cut it from the top. And then again it will come up. So they cut, but then again it comes up. So the jnana marga is also not complete because it doesn't allow the jiva to experience the pure, sweet love with the Supreme Lord. So, āruyakacchena parampadam tada patantyada anadrita yushmadangre. Because he is not sheltered at the lotus feet of Krishna, he has to again come back actually. So, that is also not a complete program. But when prema bhakti jahoite, avidya vinasha jayate, finish. Then he can actually experience the sweetest joy. So, some important thing to share in a practical way of our lives. If say some anartha is manifesting in our subtle body, that means desires are manifesting. So we should have an alarm that, oh, if something is still lingering, that means still the subconscious mind has things which will lead to the next body. And if nothing is manifesting, doesn't mean we can rest in peace. Just like this child is looking innocent but not pure. So one should know that like Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes in 5th canto, 6th chapter, 2nd verse commentary. He says that sometimes we may think that we have become, we are able to absorb ourselves in the hearing and chanting and we are not feeling any lust, no sense gratificated desires are coming. And we trust the mind. And when we trust the mind is actually wanting to cheat and we do not get cheated by a person who we don't trust. So, this is Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur saying that he will make us feel that we have gone beyond the anartha and thus we can now, we are absorbed in hearing and chanting and we allow the mind what it says, we allow it to act. So when we put trust in the mind, suddenly this person who we have trusted will show a sinful desire and we will be pulled down back into the cycle of sinful reactions. So it is he's saying that actually we should not ever let our guards down. This is in the actually Rishabhdev section, who when he, after getting into Avadhuta Vesh also, when he was actually experiencing when he was getting these siddhis, so he was not accepting them in pure devotional service. He didn't want that also. Why? Because he wanted to be safe. Parikshit Maharaj said he is already in the devotion service most advanced stages. Why he has to, why he can't use these siddhis in the service of the Lord? So that is why Shukdev Goswami answers here. He says, a hunter always keeps the animal, a wild animal, even after capturing it in cage only. He can never trust it. You have seen that video we show of a crocodile, and this man is saying, I will put a hand, you see just now, in the circus they are trying to do it. And then he says, see, tung, 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 and he then puts the hand and, the crocodile just bites. So we should never trust our senses. Imagine we are looking, idle curiosity, oh, I am not feeling lusty now. Thad, the mind will, when the mind will suddenly bring in the lust, we should never trust our mind. Better act with the etiquettes that are given by the great souls. That let the senses remain in Krishna consciousness absorbed. No ideal curiosity to check abhi hai careless, you know. So mind should never be trusted actually. So that's important for us. And even the fight against this whole cycle, actually different jivas are doing at different levels. So the karmis are actually just fighting against the sinful reaction thing. But a devotee actually fights for all these things, that he doesn't want to do papa, he wants to remove all the kutam, he wants to remove the bijas, and he wants to actually remove the avidya also. And it's all based on the desire to please Krishna. He wants to see that Krishna is not becoming, I am not able to render pure service to my master actually. My master is still getting impure service from me. So may Krishna, if he wants to remove, he can remove, but I want to actually render pure service. He doesn't say that if I did a service, suppose I did a mistake, then Krishna, you don't give me suffering. You know? He wants the suffering so that he never does the mistake. That is his desire. His desire is not to remove suffering. His desire is to remove the avidya. His desire is to remove the pain in the heart of Krishna. Who is feeling pain because we are doing a wrong action which is not pleasing to him. So he is more concerned about Krishna's feelings. But initially at least we should be fearful of sin. We should be fearful of hells. So that is initially, you know, in the neophyte stage one may have that, and that is very important. At least one should not do papa because of that. And as he grows, he will find fine-tuned more and more feelings for Krishna's pleasure. Guru's pleasure. Oh, Guru has taken all my reaction. He is now wanting me to do only Shuddha Bhakti. So let me not do anything nonsense that will bring displeasure to my master, that will make my master suffer for my wrongdoing. So that way we should always think for the pleasure of the master. The next section of my discussion is on the training of the subtle body. So I wanted to show one purpose. This is a very powerful purport in the same section, Prachina Parishad section, where Srila Prabhupada says about, we'll start from here. The conclusion is that the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego creates an atmosphere with desires and ambition that the living entity enjoys in the subtle body. Actually, the living entity is in the subtle body. Even though the gross body apparently changes, and even though he inhabits the gross body on various planets. So gross body is of not much consequence actually. The real problem is the subtle body. The real thing in which we are residing is the subtle body. All the activities performed by the living entity in the subtle body are called illusory because they are not permanent. Now he says a golden statement. Liberation means getting out of the clutches of the subtle body. So liberation from the gross body simply involves transmigration of the soul from one gross body to another. Now he says, when the mind is educated in Krishna consciousness or higher consciousness in the mode of goodness, one is transferred either to the upper heavenly planets or to the spiritual planet, Vaikuntha planets. One therefore has to change his consciousness by cultivating knowledge received in the Vedic instructions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead through disciplic succession. If we train the subtle body in this life by always thinking about Krishna, we will transfer to Krishna Loka after leaving this body. Janma Karma Chamaya Divyam, he says. And then he says, the change of the gross body is not very important, but the change of the subtle body is important. The Krishna conscious movement is educating people to enlighten the subtle body. So, on this subject, I would like to share something more. You see, sometimes people say that don't take Krishna consciousness in the youth, jab bude ho jaoge to leo, tab to pehle to duties karo. But how many old people are taking to Krishna consciousness? It's not easy to take to Krishna consciousness in the old because old habits die hard. The person has already tasted materialism so much, after that he doesn't come to Krishna consciousness so easily. The person has already given up his senses in enjoyment so much, and his body has become weak, it is not easy to take to Krishna consciousness. The sanskaras are very strong. And it is not that if the senses have become now kind of incapable to enjoy, so he is safe. No. लाइक समवन में से अरे अभी खाया भी नहीं जाता हमसे तो वी कांट ईट ऑल्सो ऑल दो आई एम डिजायर टू ईट ऑल दिस चाउमीन एंड ऑल दिस यू नो स्टफ्स विच वी ईट इन द यूथ बट नाउ इन द ओल्ड एज ही कांट ईट अभी क्या सब मोह माया है ही मे से इट्स मोह माया बट इन द हार्ट ही इज इंजॉय वॉन्टिंग टू इंजॉय सो वॉट इज गोइंग टू हैपन इट इज नॉट दैट ही इज सेफ इट इज डेस्टिन्ड दैट ही इज गोइंग टू गेट वन मोर बॉडी बिकॉज द सटल बॉडी इज देयर नाउ द नेक्स्ट बॉडी हैज टू गेट क्रिएटेड बिकॉज ही हैज टू इंजॉय दैट वे So if we do not make the homework happen in the right phase, old age means remain frustrated till you get the new body. Yeah. So it is a very dangerous situation. So, and you know, people come sometimes, like one man came to our temple and said, not this temple, some other temple. He said, Arey, you are taking my, you know, boy, when he becomes 50, then he can join, you know. So he said, sir, what is your age? No. He said, my age is 60 years old. So you join, he can go back, you know. He never came back actually, you know. It's not possible. It's not possible to change very easily. You know, how will we offer? Some people out of frustration, family mein jagda ho raha hai, isle aa rahe hain. This is not actually the right understanding. The right understanding of Krishna consciousness is that we want to offer positive Krishna consciousness to Krishna. And in the youth, if we are able to change ourselves, that is the best. Otherwise, so much sanskaras in the youth, people are having a sense enjoyment. Then at the fag end, he will do that only in different way. He will not be able to enjoy with the senses. Then he will watch TV where people are trying to enjoy that, and he thinks, "Hum bhi aisa enjoy karte the, you know? Hamare dinon mein aisa hota tha, you know?" So people keep thinking about their good old days, you know? And basically, he's thinking of good old days. Why? Because he wants that. So what he has to do for that? New body. Danger. Prabhupada said, very, very dangerous world it is. Dangerous, this mithya sansara vartmani. Sansara dava nalalida loka tranaya karunaka. Actually, the spiritual master is so merciful that he makes us acquainted with this very foundational problem of being a foolish enjoyer, trying to enjoy this material world. And so the mind and senses are all the time trying to do that only. But spiritual master says, mate, my dear Prabhu, you are not an enjoyer, you are actually a servant. So he turns us, we were going head on towards Dhanam Janam Sutrim, he turns about turn, go towards Krishna, you know. So he is making us realize the very conception of life was wrong actually, you know. The very conception. Like sometimes initially we tell how enjoyment is useless, you know, we are enjoying lower things and all. Later we have to understand to be an enjoyer itself is the lower thing. No? Like, you know, enjoyment giving suffering. If you enjoy too much or you enjoy wrong things, that gives suffering. That is one level of training. Next level of training is to know that enjoyment itself is the suffering. The real enjoyment is on loving platform, loving devotional service to Krishna. And that enjoyment when the jiva gets, anandam buddhi vardhanam, uske baad chhodta nahi hai, He want more and more of that actually. Yeah. Our great souls at the age of 60, 70, Prabhupada went at 70, he was walking so fast, all the young American boys, they were running behind him and they were not able to cope up with his speed actually. They were falling flat every one or two years one servant would change, because he could not handle the speed of Prabhupada. He had so much vigor. So if the soul is awakened to the original Krishna consciousness program, what he has to do, he just cannot stop Krishna consciousness. He's fire. He's a fireball of enthusiasm. When I go to Radhesham Prabhu, every time I get more and more homeworks, it's only getting listed. I am not able to cope up with the, speed. It's only, actually it is coming from the vibrant heart who wants to serve so much Krishna. So I can say that actually we live in the Sangha of great souls who are filled with desires to serve Krishna. At least our passion will get dovetailed in Krishna's service. Yeah? And then gradually we will come to a stage where our mind and senses actually became imbued in Krishna. They became Krishna-maya because the great souls completely, made us get dipped in that, and we'll forget this material world. And that is what is life. Youthful life should be led in a festival life of Krishna consciousness. That is youthful life. Otherwise, youthful life is dead life going towards sense gratification, and everyone is doing whatever the pigs, hogs, and dogs are doing. Actually, what is the use of that?
So,
It is very important to also recognize that change of the subtle body, as we are saying. So one lecture of Radhanath Maharaj I was hearing, churning of the heart. You know, he says about that sometimes we think we have become purified, but actually sometimes desires are in the, like an ocean, consciousness is like a deep ocean, and inside there is the desires. And sometimes a big timingala fish comes out of this ocean. Oh, this is also there. So we do not know what all desires we may be having inside. So he was telling that we should continue churning the milk ocean, churning the consciousness by chanting the holy name. And sometimes halahal will also come out. Then we need Lord Shiva to drink it. That is the spiritual master or the great devotees who can help us handle it. Otherwise we will get killed actually. We can't drink halal. So the great souls can drink halal. So they can only handle anarthas. But we can take shelter of the great souls. And when we take shelter of the great souls, anartha nivritti also becomes very sweet. Because their inspiration, their compassion on us, their engaging us in dynamic activities of Krishna consciousness keeps the program of anartha nivritti so sweet. We can enjoy our anartha nivritti program also. Like Prabhupada told these American devotees who had come to India, he said, you should do a big Hare Krishna Pandal program. And he said, if you Americans cannot do a big Pandal program, what is the use of your being American? So Prabhupada gave challenges, to the youthful devotees. And doing all those challenges, their Krishna consciousness became so fiery, and they became vibrant devotees who are now actually giving Krishna consciousness to others. So we all have the youthful energy and we can actually give that energy in service of Krishna. And if we do not, you see, the subtle body, when I say, first I told about giving the energy in terms of the grass, but also we have to think very sincerely about absorption in Krishna. Because the subtle body, if it doesn't change, we simply do passionate devotion service only. It will not help us to become reformed internally in case we are not doing our sadhana bhajan properly. And if we are contaminating our senses again and again with sense objects. For example, you know about a devotee, maybe you've heard, there was one devotee, Raga Pandit. So he was a brahmachari in some temple. And eventually one day he became attached to a woman's form, some woman. So next body he got of a woman. And now he is initiated disciple of one of the spiritual masters. And he's now working on his Krishna consciousness sincerely. So he was Prabhupada disciple. And now he's that devotee's disciple. So we have to know that our subtle body, if it stores something, unless we clean it off, we have to take to a next body. Not that bhakto ke sang mein chal rahe hain, everyone is going back to Godhead, so we'll go back to Godhead. Just like there is a screening device at the temple, everyone one by one goes. So if we leave subtle desires in our mind, we are not going back to Godhead. The whole ISKCON may go. So we have to work very sincerely to become absorbed in Krishna consciousness also. That's also very important for us. And also I would like to say that I got in this Junagadh time, book distribution time, I got to be with Anand Balram Prabhu and Murari Chaitanya Prabhu and Balram Dulal Prabhu. These are all Vanprastha devotees. They are full-time practically doing devotion service now. So they were so vibrant. So I was feeling that actually even our Vanprasthas have great scope of doing so much service, Now they have completed their duties and full time, even Shwetadi Prabhu, Natural Prabhu, they are doing so much. So I felt that I am falling short of their energy. Their energy was, I was trying to cope up with their energy. Balram Dulal Prabhu would morning get up 2:30, chant 16 rounds, then cook for us, then he would get into the car to drive the car, then he would distribute and tell all the boys announcements, and then he would come back and cook again, and then he would get the sabji also in the night. And then he would count the money also, and he knows how to count money. I don't know, so much. So very powerful personality. So like this, I can tell about many, many devotees. But I'm sharing that if a devotee uses his grass body in Krishna service and the subtle body in the absorption of the Lord, in terms of mission, and also that means we want to serve Krishna more and think of Krishna more. Serve great souls more and think of the great souls more. I'll show you one more important verse. So Tilly rectifies that. I would like to share also this very important thing. See, the although we are talking, sometimes when we think about kutam bijam, one may become depressed. Oh, I have so much problem actually, you know, my subtle body is very bad. Now, you know, better I work on my bhajan only, I can't preach. And initially, you know, in so many times I shared about preaching also. So what exactly we have to do? So we should know Krishna consciousness is an emergency, you know, for ourselves also and for the whole world also. So sometimes when we take it as an emergency in our life, we may become like as if we have to do more and more of bhajan only and not preach Krishna consciousness. But that's not our Acharya's program. That's not Srila Prabhupada's program. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to practice and preach both. And the one lecture Radhanath Maharaj says that if you want to become a very advanced devotee, you can advance slowly. But if you want to please the very advanced devotees, then you can advance very fastly. So the program of advancement by the Acharya's desire is much more powerful than our own plan of purification. So our heart should reverberate with the desires of the Acharya. So Srila Prabhupada wanted us to have a powerful morning program where we do our bhajan nicely and absorb ourselves in Krishna and then go out and give Krishna to everyone. So can recite this. Shinvan Grinan Sansmarayan Chachintayan Namani Rupani Chamangalani Te Kriyasu Yatvacharnara Vindayo Avishta Cheta Nabhavaya Kalpate. So this is our program. Shinvan, Grinan, we hear, we absorb, samsmaran, we do regular smaran, and chintan, contemplation. On what? Namani, rupani cha mangalani, the auspicious name, form, pastimes of the Supreme Personality of God. And what do we do with the body? This is subtle body, what he is talking till now. And what do we do with our body? Kriyasu yat tvacharnaravindayo. So we always serve the lotus feet of Lord. So, like our pujaris are doing deity worship, our kitchen devotees are cooking, and preachers are going out and preaching. So, kriyasu yatta channara vindaye vandeyo. And then what happens? Avishta cheta. So, unless we do both, this avishta cheta will not happen. Avishta cheta means the chetana becomes the absorbed, you know, dipped, you know, usme san gaya, you know. Then, na bhavaya kalpate. See, the jiva has impure desires, but we drown it in Krishna consciousness, it will all get finished actually. Now all the bijas will get, you know, once they get drowned in water, then they cannot again fructify. So, avishta cheta na bhavaya kalpate. So, it is very important for us to have this kind of idea that we have to do service also more for Krishna. We want to act for Krishna also and we want to absorb in Krishna also. Once Jananivas Prabhu was asked by one devotee that, Prabhuji, earlier I thought I had this much lust, but now as I am going on Krishna, I see this much lust. So I don't know how much is remaining. He said, this is all jnani mentality. No? You don't have to think like this. You have to only think of that I have some lust, but I have to become pleasing to Guru and Gauranga. And more I please Guru and Gauranga, I will become very fast purified. And at the time of death, he said, if something remains in your, you know, subtle body, Lord Gauranga will come with a broom and psh, finish it up and take you back to God. That doesn't mean we do not work on our subtle body. That is our homework for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga. So we work on inner self also and we work on external service also. Both. For what? For giving pleasure to Guru and Gauranga. If Guru and Gauranga are pleased, this person is sincerely wanting to please me, Guru Ritam, you know. Then, you know, asmadarte ati dukkita, you have taken so much dukkha for my sake, then they will take us back to God. So we do not have a program of separately purification like some jnanis or yogis actually. We have a very simple, sweet program of loving devotion service to our masters. And just to complete in a sweeter way, if you see, we are talking about bijas. So one bija leads to one tree. In one tree there are so many fruits which come, and in that there are so many seeds which lead to so many more trees. So this way we can have perpetuated material existence. But we can also do another thing where we can put bijas of devotion service. So now we went for Bhagavad Gita contest. So if you see in Pune, we have distributed 15,000 to 20,000 books. No? No? 15 to 20,000 unique families have got touched with the Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita. No? So now this tree should manifest more fruits, devotees, and they should flood more seeds into more houses. And you know, just like, you know, our Barsana is a abode of devotees only, you know, and devotees are feeling so sheltered. So let Pune become the entire city, may become a shelter for the world. That, you know, because 15,000, and you know, this time what happened, our Vijay Gopi Keshav Prabhu and many wonderful other devotees and all the congregation, they took it up in such a way, chappa chappa mein, you know, in every nook and corner, koi bhi school hai usko pakad pakad ke. In fact, there were sometimes one school, two, three people reached. So we had some management problem. This is a good problem to have, you know. Earlier the school, wholesale, the jiva is going down the drain of material existence. Now, two devotees are going to the same school. This is a better problem to have, you know. Let us have this problem more and more, you know. Where everyone is preaching so much that we are, let there be some clash of kirtans between two buildings which are going on, you know. There may be so much sankirtan in the whole of Pune that let there be some clashes of kirtan. Arre, thoda volume kam karo, arre, bol kirtan ka. So we have such a powerful scope. If 15,000 to 20,000 people all over Pune, now they are also, all schools were all over Pune. And now if we just call them for the prize distribution ceremony, distribute the entire Pune into sectors and actually make in every sector, there should be children program, school program, value education for children, teachers, parents, and everyone can take to Krishna. They are all dried up. Material existence is such a dried up existence in this. Everyone is looking for kushta dedo prem. And we have a bhandar, you know, here. So we should distribute. Every building, our Achyut Keshapu was saying, his counseling group has become so thickened over the last 1 month, so loving relationships are manifesting, brother, they are feeling like so much brotherly feeling. This is transcendental family actually. You know, the whole counseling group, what are they doing? The husband and wife are going building to building and distributing Prabhupada books. You know, building to building. And when the good wife comes with the husband, then no one objects. They are not taking permission from the formal permission from the building that whatever, in charge or something. They are just going door to door, but who will refuse a good couple who is coming in such a sober way and sharing about Krishna consciousness? So they are getting contacts of 50 to 100 people in every building like this. That means every building is potent with Krishna consciousness. Now we have to do the job second, which is cultivation. Contact has happened, you know. So much manpower is required actually. So let this tree become manifest, you know. No, rather than more and more mutter bodies, let us make more and more sankirtan happen actually. And that will flood this whole world. I'll just end with one word.
Swastiyastu vishvasse khala prasidatam. Dhyayantu bhutani shivam mithodhiya. मनश्च भद्रं भजता ददोक्षजे आवेश्यतां नो मतिरपि अहेतुकी.
स्वस्ति अस्तु विश्वस्य मे देर बी कल्याण फॉर द एंटायर विश्व खल प्रसीदताम मे द एनवियस ऑल्सो बिकम हैप्पी एंड पैसिफाइड. ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मितो दिया. What will happen in case they are actually situated in the right understanding of life?
Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivam Mithodaya. They will think of Shiva, auspiciousness for each other. This is the natural state of consciousness where every jiva thinks of other jiva's welfare. Shivam Mithodaya. Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivam Mithodaya. Manascha Bhadram, such a Bhadra mind will come by what? Bhajata Dadokshaje. When we do bhajan of the Lord very nicely. Aveshyatam. It will absorb our mind in the causeless devotional service of the Lord. In this auspicious mind, we can only think of others' welfare. It is said in the 17.16 verse of Bhagavad Gita that the right training for the mind is to always think of others' welfare. That will make us free from sense gratificated desires. So let us always think of others' welfare and free ourselves. Sense gratification becomes pale and good for nothing and harmful item clearly understood when we actually think of others' welfare. But to think of others' welfare, when we experience the joy of Krishna consciousness in our own bhajan, then we feel, pure dunya ko milna chahiye, kya chal raha hai yahan pe, no? So then we share with heart and soul actually. So let us do our bhajan nicely and prachar also nicely. More devotees, happier devotees, Srila Prabhupada wanted it. No? So let's try to do more and more for Prabhupada and make our lives somewhat auspicious for this world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for a wonderful class. As you mentioned that problem is in the subtle body, and last week Maharaj given class, and Maharaj is explaining that doing sadhana, services and all this is cutting the roots. But real problem is uprooting, real thing is uprooting that, and that is false pride. So can you please tell that how actually can work, how to work practically to remove the problem of false pride and cultivate humility so that we can uproot it.
I'll make my humble attempt, Prabhuji can. So, you see, our original propensity is to please Krishna. But when we want to not, when we are not conscious of Krishna's pleasure, then something else has to become the center. Someone else has to become the center. So if we are not Guru or Krishna conscious, Prabhupada conscious, then we are I conscious. So when we are I conscious, that is the false ego. And that is the root problem. So even when we are doing spiritual activity, like if I chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and I think I am chanting so nicely, you know. So we are not actually wanting to please Krishna. So it is very important for us that we continue these activities of chanting Hare Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam and all, but have the clear understanding through Sambandha Gyan that we are not the enjoyer, Krishna is the enjoyer. So when that Sambandha Gyan becomes manifest clearly, then we will be only wanting to do, we may see the problem of false ego, but we will try to work on that false ego by giving pleasure to Guru and Krishna. And more we experience a sense of belongingness, a sense of shelter in the great soul's mercy, we will like to just please them. And we will not even worry so much about, you know, how much I have, you know, now become purified or how much I am achieving. All these achievements, what we do in Krishna consciousness, whether they are in sadhana achievements or seva achievements, they are only to make Krishna and Guru happy actually. So when we are not thinking of someone so divine, then all our austerities become a, you know, bhara on our own false ego actually. Because if I took a cold water bath, then I am so great, I am taking cold water bath. So anything can become actually a, you know, problem. But when we are thinking, okay, I am taking cold water bath because my master Srila Prabhupada took a cold water bath in Kumbh Mela at the age of, you know, 80 almost. So what should I do? I am a young boy, let me take a cold water bath. So it only humbles us. So we have to become more and more absorbed in the glories of our masters. They have done much more. They are actually in front of them, we will see ourselves insignificant automatically. And our insignificance will not make us depressed because we are absorbed in the glory of our master. But if we are not absorbed in the glories of the master, then that insignificance makes us feel, I am so depressed, you know, bad, I am so depressed, I am fallen. Actually, the enthusiasm in Krishna doesn't come
because of seeing that I am doing so much. The enthusiasm comes because my master is so glorious. He has accepted a fallen soul like me also. Let me do more and more for him actually. So there is enthusiasm and humility side by side. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. We'll close here. We can have prasadam now. Personally we can talk. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. First of all, thank you very much, Prabhu, for such a deep, wonderful enlightenment about purity of heart. My question is, you gave many examples of eating and enjoyment itself is, what is that? Enjoyment itself is suffering. Perfect.
On the material platform.
Yeah. So, actually we see the prasadam which is there in the camp, it is so wonderful. So, you know, and whole life actually such festivals and, you know, this prasadam. So, what is this understanding? Can we not, you know, really relish prasad or eat just a healthy prasad, you know, which is of anything, nothing is there in that. So, what is the understanding of enjoying prasadam, which very great souls also do? So, because you are saying enjoyment, it is creating trouble. Many times even Radhisham Bhut tells, I feel fearful actually.
One time.
About eating, yeah, you know.
Okay. One time.
Please tell. Hare Krishna.
One time, one devotee asked Radhisham, oh, Gaurang Prabhu a question. That Prabhuji, when I see prasadam, tasty prasadam, I feel like enjoying. So, should I see it as Panch Mahabhut and not enjoy or how much? Sir Gaurang said, I enjoy, Baba, enjoy, you know. It's not like when you eat tasty food, you will not feel happiness. And Krishna is not saying we can't eat tasty food. Prabhupada himself wants to see when you offer bhoga to the Lord, it has to be tasty. No? And if after offering bhoga which is tasty, if we eat, it is going to be tasty already. No? So we want to give tasty prasadam to devotees. But we should not do atyahar. Atyahar is bhakti vinashyati. And the opulent items which can become contrary to our gradual progress in devotional service, that should be also gradually fine-tuned. For example, Srila Prabhupada in the beginning told, eat as much as you want, and people ate so much. But gradually he told, eat only as much as you need. You know? So gradually, as much as you need, then eat only items which are congenial to devotional service, because some things are maybe precipitating in form of, you know, the semen is coming and all that, then we have to see what items are actually not congenial for my semen loss, so I have to tweak that. So when he becomes more and more refined, he has to think more and more. Who is cooking the food? I should not take in the outside world. You know, if, say, everyone can eat Govinda's prasad because it's prasadam. But gradually we try to avoid that. We should eat only from those who are 16 round of devotees. We should try to do that. Because we are trying to elevate our consciousness to the fineness tuned thing where we actually want to only, what is that? Prapancha jaya, prasadava. When we eat the prasad of Krishna, it should actually remove ignorance. So if we go in ignorance by prasad, then we have to see about how much we are eating. So we have to see quantity, quality, and who is cooking, all that. So that is in the quality. And the items also. That is actually proper devotion service. That's service attitude. We are honoring prasadam. We are not enjoying prasadam. When we honor the prasad with a seva bhav, it's a prasad seva, na? So if we can actually, what is that? This shark has been eaten by, Krishna aswadilo. Hey, shark Krishna. So we are delighting Krishna. You have given so prasadana dilo bhai. This is actually very pleasing to the dil. Krishna has eaten this. This is having saliva of Krishna. So we are enjoying spiritually then. There is a spiritual joy that Krishna has given me prasadam. That joy of the fortune of eating Krishna's remnants is the enjoyment that the soul wants actually. But when the soul is on the material platform, he enjoys the material taste on the tongue, which can be good. But that's the offering of love of another person. Suppose some devotee cooked very nicely, like Arshi Kumar Krishna is cooking nice prasadam. So if he's cooking tasty prasadam, we can experience his love, and that is spiritual. His giving taste to us is his spiritual love. Material pleasure, when seen in context of that devotee wanting to help us experience some taste is spiritual, but it should not be overdone. That means we eat so much, abhi bahut taste aa raha hai to kha liya itna zyada. Just experience the taste that Krishna devotees are so nice, they want to serve so nicely, they are serving all the devotees so nicely. This, like, you know, one voice I went, they made a lot of malpua on the monthly feast day. So much malpua, they ate in the afternoon, they ate in the night, they ate in the morning. I said, "Arre, first afternoon you eat, after that night and dinner you don't eat. Distribute, tell, itna achha prasad banaya, malpua sabko baat ke aate. Let them get Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Because he knows this is tasty, then outside world, who is eating outside food, let him get malpua of Krishna actually." So we are experiencing the joy on spiritual platform. Is it okay? Roji. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.